This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Authorities have arrested and charged a teenager in the shooting death of a 16-year-old Upper Darby High School student over the weekend. KYW's Justin Udo reports from outside the Upper Darby Police Department.
17-year-old Michael Nixon shot and killed 16-year-old Khalif Webster last Sunday, according to Upper Darby Police Superintendent Timothy Bernhardt, who says Nixon turned himself into police Tuesday night.
Michael Nixon, a 17-year-old child, has been charged with first-degree murder as an adult and is in custody.
Bernhardt provided few details on what they believe led up to the shooting, but says police immediately jumped into action after it happened, from aiding the victim on his way to the hospital to starting the investigation.
A suspect was developed within hours of this tragedy that occurred on Long Lane. Late Monday, we knew we were looking for 17-year-old Michael Nixon of Upper Darby Township.
Upper Darby Mayor Ed Brown says he spent time with Webster's family, who were obviously in distress over his death.
I'm sad, disappointed, and even angry to be here yet again at a press conference talking about a senseless crime and loss of a youth.
The yet again Mayor Brown is referring to is the death of another Upper Darby High School student who was shot and killed on a SEPTA bus in Philadelphia earlier this year. Webster was a student athlete at Upper Darby High School. In Delaware County, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Jurors are deciding whether former Philadelphia police officer Mark Dial was justified when he shot and killed Eddie Irizarry 2 years ago in the city's Fairhill neighborhood. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
It all comes down to whether Mark Dial believed Eddie Irizarry had a gun on August 14th of 2023 as he and his partner pulled up next to him on East Willard Street. Dial testified that he saw his partner holding his gun and heard him say, "He has a gun." And that's when Dial says that he saw Irizarry reach around his body, have something in his hand that looked like a gun. On the stand, Dial told jurors, "I thought I was going to get shot in the face." He said that he tried to save Irizarry by taking him to the hospital. Dial is charged with third-degree murder, where malice must be proven. Prosecutors say the malice lies in the number of shots he took, 6, to vital parts of Irizarry's body, and they say Dial took no protective steps if he did think Irizarry had a gun. Dial is also charged with voluntary manslaughter and involuntary manslaughter. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Memorial Day weekend down the shore last year was chaos. Police in Wildwood issued a state of emergency because of large unruly crowds. This year, mayors down the shore want everyone to be on their best behavior. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Darty has more.
It wasn't exactly a smooth start to the summer season last year, as there were multiple incidents involving large crowds of teens and young adults getting into fights and causing trouble. Mayors from Sea Isle City and Ocean City issued a notice that unruly behavior won't be tolerated, and they say don't come if you don't want to behave. Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small says police there are paying especially close attention to smoking this year, and that won't be tolerated on the beach or boardwalk either.
Atlantic City is safer than ever. We put a lot of resources onto the boardwalk with extra men and women power from the world's best police department.
In Wildwood, the backpack ban is back. Starting at 8 p.m., backpacks and large bags are banned from the beach and boardwalk in an effort to stop people from carrying drugs or alcohol around with them. Mayors also want parents to be vigilant about knowing where their kids are and what they're doing, as violations will be prosecuted to the fullest extent possible. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The party with a purpose will go on. KYW Sherrod A. Howard sat down with the organizers of Philly Pride 365 to get the inside scoop on what to expect for one of the biggest Pride celebrations in the country.
So what we wanted to do is make sure the event was secured.
That's Arun Prabhakaran, president of Philadelphia's Urban Affairs Coalition. He explains UAC was already the fiscal sponsor for Galay, Philly Pride 365, and would continue as such, but will now also organize this year's celebrations as Tyrell Brown of Galay moved on.
As a result, Ty, in their new capacity in government, was unable to be a part of the organizing of this event. Galay has long been a program that has been fiscally sponsored by the Urban Affairs Coalition.
He says his team, led by Jeremy Williams as event producer, has been hard at work, and this year's Philly Pride 365 will be bigger than ever.
Pride is growing this year from close-knit neighborhood festival to expanding further onto Walnut Street and 11th Street now in the neighborhood.
The festivities begin Friday, May 30th, and continue throughout the weekend, culminating in a Pride March and festival on Sunday, June 1st, which is expected to draw more than 50,000 people to the neighborhood. Sherrod A. Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, you can get 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Contact your local Honda dealer today. Offers applicable only to well-qualified buyers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.